and welcome to a rainy Wednesday night of area high school basketball. Right now are 427, 33 degrees our temperature. And tonight's girls game between Scotland County and Knox County is being brought to you by these fine sponsors. And they include the Community Bank of Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Jay's Foods in Memphis, Mayberry Farm and Truck Accessories north of Memphis, Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions in Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Canton, and Cahokia, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, the Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And by these Knox County sponsors, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, Cardwell Lumber Company, the Citizens Bank of Edina, the Eagle's Nest in Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, the Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Home Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services. And now, let's take you down to North Shelby, Shelbina, Missouri, for tonight's broadcast with the play-by-play. Here's Andy Middleton.
There it is. Well, from a little technical difficulty there, but the 34th annual North Shelby Tournament, night number three, and all four games for you on the radio tonight, two consolation semifinals, two championship semifinals. I am Andy Middleton. And I'll have the first two. Dad will be along for the second two. It's Scotland County Lady Tigers taking on the Knox County Lady Eagles in a consolation semifinal. Knox County knocked off by top-seeded South Shelby on Monday, 67-17. The Lady Tigers fell to Schuyler County, 65-35. Let's take a look at starting lineups. First of all, for Scotland County, they go with Paige Bishop. She is a sophomore. Quinn Hamlin, a sophomore. Brynn Aylward, a senior. Abby Doster, a senior. And Carly Smith, a junior. The Lady Tigers, 4-8, coached by Corey Schultz. The only six member of Knox County Lady Eagles, Brianna Miller, a senior. Savannah Schrag, a junior. Miley Miller, a freshman. Kennedy Parrish, a freshman. And Abby Becker, a junior. 0-11, looking for their first win, and they are coached by James Dent. And we are set for basketball. Abby Doster will jump it up against Abby Becker. And there's a whistle. Ball goes up, and we are underway. Tip controlled by Scotland County, picked up by Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin between the circles. Now right wing for Bishop. Bishop bounce pass for Aylward, now between the circles for Bishop. Go the other way, left side Hamlin into the corner, Smith back to Hamlin. Shot went up, wouldn't go. Got her own rebound, partially blocked by Becker. And now tied up are Becker and Abby Doster. Possession arrow is Knox County's. As Miley Miller motors across the timeline, pulls up right wing just inside the arc. Now she'll bring it back out between the circles for Miller. This is Brianna. Brianna dribbles to the right side. Dribble drive to the free throw line. Spin dribble against Smith. Layup from the block. Got it. Brianna Miller has two, and Knox County with the early 2-0 lead. Across the timeline is Bishop. Right wing for Aylward. Up top of the key. This is Hamlin. Dribble drive. Kick it out. Aylward thought about the three. Now Smith, top of the key. Left side, we go for Bishop. Into the corner, Doster to Smith at the free throw line. Too hard off the back iron. Rebound tipped out to Miley Miller. Knox County somehow only leading 1-0, according to the scoreboard. There, they changed it. Now it's 2-0 as Bryn Miller, Brianna Miller walked with it. Tried to get a little too fancy working against Aylward. Scotland County the other way, just underway in this one. Girls' Championship semifinals, 34th annual North Shelby Tournament. It's Bishop, dribble drive, got her pocket picked and then picked the foul up. First team foul, first foul on Bishop. Knox County the other way, leading 2-0. As Miller across the timeline. Miller, dribble drive to the right block. Shot blocked by Smith, but a whistle and a foul is going to be on Carly Smith. Her first team second. Knox County, actually, that would be a shooting foul. Miley Miller to the free throw line. Miller, free throw up. Got it. 3-0 Knox County. Miller, second free throw on the way, missed it. But right there for the rebound was Becker, missed the putback. And Aylward out with the rebound, outlet to Bishop. Bishop across the timeline, Aylward right wing beyond three. Ball high above her head, ball fake, now between the circles for Hamlin. Go the other way, Smith on the right side, now Bishop right wing. Ball fake in the middle, nice look for Quinn Hamlin, lay it up on the right block. Give the dime to Bishop, and it's 3-2. Knox County with the lead in the basketball. Dribble drive, Miller up off glass too hard, and Doster out with a rebound, looks for an outlet, finds Bishop. Somehow having difficulties with the scoreboard. It's 3-1. As Smith, right wing into the corner for Aylward. Back to Smith, now Bishop between the two circles. Hamlin, skip pass over to Smith. Back to Bishop, dribble drive right at Becker. And they're going to get the foul on Abby Becker. Her first, team's first. Now the scoreboard's right. Scotland County with the basketball. Aylward inbound. Bishop, or that's Quinn Hamlin, right wing. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Now Bishop, dribble drive, kick out Smith. Back to Hamlin, top of the key. Now Smith, now Aylward on the right side. Back to Smith. Now Bishop with it between the two circles. Left side for Hamlin. Hamlin drive in. Floater with an air ball. And Brianna Miller with a rebound. Miller will bring it across the timeline for Knox County. And she's going to take it right at Bryn Aylward. Works against Aylward on the block. Picks up her dribble. Now top of the key for Schrag. Three-pointer up and in. Savannah Schrag. Her first three, and it's 6-2, a four-point Knox County lead. Scotland County with the basketball, and Bishop across the timeline. Dribble drive to the right wing, into the corner for Aylward. Back to Bishop. Bishop, stutter step, dribble drive in from 10. It rolled up over the backboard, out of bounds. Back to the Lady Eagles. 4:33 to play in the first quarter. As somebody came in. No, Charlie Holland came in the ball game. And now a drive the lane by Schrag, missed the shot. Out to Miller, back to Schrag, three-pointer off the front of the rim, and Aylward with a rebound. Gets it for Bishop. And Bishop will walk it across the timeline, ahead to Holland. Holland on the right side, into the corner for Hamlin, three-pointer up. Missed it. Aylward had the rebound, poked away from her. Picked up by Kennedy Parrish. And now Miley Miller, long pass ahead to Brianna Miller, three-pointer up from the left side, won't go. And Charlie Holland with a rebound. Outlet to Bishop. And she'll walk it across the timeline, ahead to Holland on the right side, back to Bishop between the circles. And now Holland into the corner. Nope, dribbling out now into the corner for Hamlin. Back to Bishop. She'll try a three-pointer from the right side. Missed it. And high for the rebound, Kennedy Parrish. And she'll bring it across the timeline. 6-2, Knox County with a lead in the basketball. As Schrag with it in the backcourt. Now she'll dribble to the top of the key and kick it back out to Parrish. Parrish drive along the baseline, shot wouldn't go. Rebound tipped away by Becker, but goes out of bounds. Back to Scotland County, under three to play in the first quarter. Full night of basketball for you tonight. Coming up next, Schuyler County and North Shelby Boys. And then, or no, check that. That is next. And then Schuyler County, North Shelby Girls. Wait a minute. Yeah, boys. South Shelby, Schuyler County Girls will be the third game. I'll get all this straightened out. We'll play to Knox. No. Scotland County, Marion County. There we go. Will be the nightcap tonight. On the boys' side. Jump ball. Scotland County with it under their own basket. Inbound to Bishop, left side three, won't go, airballed it. And rebound off of Doster's hands and out of bounds. as Emma Harvey checks into the ball game. Doster's going to get a breather. So Miley Miller across the timeline. Give it off Brianna Miller. Brianna between the two circles to the top of the key. Works against Aylward. Drive it to the right block. Shot rejected by Harvey. Goes out of bounds. Stays with Knox County as Parrish to inbound it. Bounce pass in for Schreg. For Parrish at the right block. Use their pivot foot. Get it up top for Miller. This is Brianna Miller. Left side three. Got it. She knew it all. She knew it as soon as left her hand that that was going to go down. 9-2 is Knox County's lead. Scotland County with the basketball. Holland between the two circles. Now Hamlin drive from the left side. Lay it up and in. Quinn Hamlin has four. A five-point Knox County lead with the basketball. Brianna Miller drives the right side of the lane, and she's tied up by Bishop. Possession arrow is Knox County's. As Parrish will inbound it. Looking, need to get it in. Finally finds Brianna Miller. Shot partially blocked by Hamlin, but they're going to say she got a little hand there. First foul on Quinn. Third team foul on Scotland County. And to the free throw line goes Brianna Miller. Five looking for six and seven. Free throw up. Missed it. 1:43 to play in the first quarter. Knox County 9, Scotland County 4. Girls consolation semifinal. Second free throw misses. But Kennedy Parrish with a rebound, and she's going to go to the free throw line. As Brent Aylward picks up the personal. Doster says a check back in. Free throw up. Got it. First point for Kennedy Parrish. As Doster comes in, Brent Aylward sits down. And Parrish, second free throw up, got it. 2 points for Kennedy Parrish, 11-4. Knox County with the lead, Scotland County with the basketballs. Paige Bishop across the timeline. Bishop to the free throw line, lost a handle on the basketball, got it back again. Now, back Bishop, she'll dump it from the right side, lay it up and in. Abby Doster has two. Knox County by 5, 11-6 with the basketball. Parrish and now Brianna Miller between the circles to the top of the key. Tried a little dump down to Parrish. Poked away. Ran down by Schreg. She'll drive the baseline and lay in. 5 points for Savannah Schreg. 13-6 under a minute to play in the first quarter. Hamlin. Jump stop at the free throw line. Give it up Doster, who fired one back to Hamlin. Underneath, Hamlin juggled it, but managed to corral it, and then now out of control, Bishop drives the lane, but gets bailed out by a foul. And so she'll shoot a pair. The foul was on Abby Becker, her second. Free throw up, good. First point for Paige Bishop, and it's 13-7. Second free throw up. Got it. 2 points for Paige Bishop. And in a hurry is Miley Miller. She'll take it to the right block. Missed the shot. Emma Harvey with a rebound. Outlet to Bishop. 34 seconds to play in the first quarter. Bishop somehow got her pass stolen by Schreg. Now loose on the floor. Picked up by Miller. That's Miley. And she's going to go to the free throw line after a foul on Charlie Holland. Her first, team's fifth. And they say now they say she wasn't shooting. Oh, they called that on Quinn Hamlin. That's her second. So Parrish to inbound it. Bounce pass in for Schreg. Back to Parrish at the right block. Turn around, airballed it. Taken out of there by Charlie Holland. 16 seconds to play. Long pass ahead to Aylward on the left block. Now she'll back it back out. Give it up Bishop between the circles. Bishop now hauling on the right side. With 6 seconds to play, and foul's going to be called on Savannah Schrag. It's her first, team's third. So Scallon County ball out of bounds on the far sideline, 5.4 to play. Inbound it to Aylward, give it back to Paige Bishop in the paint, and she's going to get a shoot two with 2.2 to play. And I think they got Miley Miller with a personal. Team's fourth. No, they got Kennedy Parrish. Free throw up for Bishop, missed it. Page with two, looking for three now. Trying to make this a four-point ball game. Free throw up, missed them both. And Miley Miller out with a rebound. She's just going to put it in her pocket, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Knox County 13, Scotland County 8. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahokia, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, North Shelby High School in Shelbyville. 34th annual North Shelby Tournament, night number three as we start the second quarter. Scotland County with the basketball, and immediately they go to Abby Doster at the block, and she lays it up and in. She's got four. It's 13-10, Knox County with the basketball. As Miley Miller across the timeline, right wing into the corner for Schrag. Poked away from her by Hamlin. Stolen away by Hamlin. And she'll bring it across the timeline. Knox County shifting 1-2-2 zone. And now a steal by Miley Miller. Get it to Brianna Miller. She'll bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Still with a dribble. Now to the right wing. She'll try a three from there. Ball side. 8 points for Brianna Miller. A six-point Knox County lead. Scotland County with the basketball. Paige Bishop across the timeline for Holland. She'll dribble drive in, put it up from the free throw line, missed it. But a whistle and a last touch by Knox County. So Scotland County keeps the basketball. As Aylward into the backcourt for Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin, top of the key, now into the corner for Aylward. Three-pointer on the way, missed it. And Miley Miller out with a rebound. Outlet to Brianna Miller. Back to Miley. Miley between the circles to the top of the key. Bounce past Brianna. Poked away. Picked up by Bishop. And she'll jog it across the timeline. Runs in to Savannah Schrag. And they're going to call the foul on Schrag. That's her second. Team sixth. Or fifth. Check that. And Scotland County's ball out of bounds. Bishop inbounded for Hamlin. Hamlin, skip pass, Holland, right wing beyond three. Now Doster at the top of the key. She'll drive the key and lay it up and in. 6 points for Abby Doster. A four-point Knox County lead with the basketball. Miley Miller across the timeline. Now Brianna Miller with it. Top of the key, head and shoulder fake, dribble drive. Lost a handle on it. Now going to be tied up by Quinn Hamlin. Possession arrow is Knox County's. And they'll have it out of bounds under their own basket. Becker to Trigger. Inbound for Parrish. Parrish on the right wing. And now she'll dribble it out between the two circles. Still with a dribble. Parrish, dribble drive in. Shot blocked by Doster. Picked up by Holland. Scotland County the other way, trailing by four. Bishop. Get it to Doster at the top of the key. Now Holland go left side for Aylward. And Bishop along the baseline was going to make a move towards the basket. And Aylward passed it to where she wasn't. Turnover back to Knox County. Miley Miller ahead to Parrish on the left side. Parrish dribble drive to the free throw line. Give it up for Brianna Miller. Brianna Miller at the top of the key. Back to Parrish between the two circles. Now she'll pop a three-pointer. Missed it. Left it short. Long rebound. Ran down by Schrag. Schrag dribble drive in. Put it up. Missed it. But drew the foul. I think they're going to whistle Bishop for it. And that is number two on Paige Bishop. Sixth team foul. And to the free throw line goes Savannah Schrag. Five looking for six. Free throw up. Missed it. Carly Smith comes back into the ballgame. Now James Dent wants to talk things over. 5:18 to play in the first half. Knox County 16, Scotland County 12. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
In today's economy, running a successful farm operation can be challenging. It takes careful planning, hard work, and more than a little ingenuity. And it's important to have a bank you can count on. Community Bank of Memphis has financed agriculture since the day we first opened our doors. When you need money for operating expenses, livestock, machinery, or real estate, come see us. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back at North Shelby High School, 34th annual North Shelby Invitational Tournament, night number three. Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. A quadruple header tonight. I've got the first two. Dad will be along for the final games of the night. We have Schuyler County North Shelby Boys Championship semifinal coming up next. Right now, Knox County with the basketball. Actually, Knox County with Schrag at the free throw line. Leading by four, 16-12 over Scotland County. As Schrag, second free throw on the way, missed them both, and Aylward out with a rebound. Has an outlet, that's Bishop. Bishop across the timeline to the right wing, dribble drive all the way in, lay it up and got it. Paige Bishop has four, 16-14. Knox County with the lead in the basketball. As they get it to Schrag, just about walked with it. Now Miley Miller back to Schrag, almost stolen away by Hamlin. Schrag for Brianna Miller, top of the key. Miller with the dribble. They try to get a double team on her, gets through it. Now Parrish, and she walked with it. Tried to get it to the block, and one too many steps. So Bishop across the timeline for Scotland County now pulls up between the circles. Now Aylward, right wing beyond three. Along the baseline, Doster too far into the basket. Kick it out, Hamlin, and she walked with it. So we trade travels. Now Miley Miller with it. She'll have some 2-on-2 full court pressure to deal with. And she's going to take it right at Doster, and Doster rejected it. Picked up by Bishop. Scotland County the other way, and going to get a reach. That was pure frustration on Miley Miller. That's her first, team sixth. And now Paige Bishop will lob one into Doster, too far into the basket. Back to Bishop. Stop pop from eight. Hit every side of the rim. Did not go down, and now whistling a foul. It's going to send Knox County for a 1-1. Let's see if they get that on, I think, Carly Smith. They do. Carly Smith picks up foul number two. And to the free throw line goes Kennedy Parrish. Parrish, free throw up. Missed it. And rebound tipped around and finally taken out of there by Quinn Hamlin. She'll get it for Bishop. Bishop across the timeline between the circles. Gets it for Smith, left wing beyond three. Carly in the paint for Hamlin. Poked away, now loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow is Scotland County's. trailing by 2:3:45 to play in the first half. And they inbound it to Doster, missed the bunny. And Becker out with the rebound. Outlet to Schreg. Schreg across the timeline, picked up by Hamlin. Scotland County man-to-man defense. Brianna Miller hands off to Parrish. She'll hand off to Miller. This is Miley. Back to Parrish on the right side. Parrish, dribble drive in, kick it out, Schreg. Stolen away by Hamlin. Pass ahead to Bishop. Bishop's going to have to track it down, and she saved it to a bunch of white shirts trailing the play. Knocks down the other way. Brianna Miller across the timeline. Miller, dribble drive in, kick it up, missed the shot, and Aylward out with the rebound. Outlet to Hamlin. Under three to play in the first half. As Paige Bishop, right wing beyond three. Now she'll dribble between the two circles. And now Aylward with the top of the key. For Smith, right, left wing. Back to Aylward in the paint. Put it up. Missed it. But Doster there for the rebound. Put it up and in. And we're tied at 16. 2:37 to play in the first half. Miller for Miller. That was Miley to Brianna. Brianna to the top of the key. Now Parrish on the right side. Into the corner for Miley Miller. Miller to the wing. Now in the paint. Floater up. Wouldn't go. Becker with a rebound. And Doster's going to send her to the free throw line. First personal on Doster. Both teams in the bonus. Wouldn't have mattered. This would have sent this a shooting foul. So Becker's got two. Free throw up. Alligator armed it. Back in comes Charlie Holland. And Brent Aylward's going to get a breather. No? Yeah, I was going to say, somebody better come and sit down. So Abby Becker looking for her first point. Free throw up. Left it short. And out with the rebound is Hamlin. Quinn pulls up right wing beyond three. Now Bishop. Ball fake. Jab step. Now into the corner for Hamlin. Back to Bishop. Jab step. She'll lob it in for Doster. Too far into the basket. Gets it to Smith. Out to Holland. And now Paige Bishop from the free throw line missed the shot. And rebound taken out of there by Schreg. To Miller. And then stolen away by Quinn Hamlin. Right at Miley Miller. Missed the shot. Drew the foul. Second on Miley. And to the free throw line will go Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin, free throw up. Missed it. Quinn with four, looking for five. And to give Scotland County their first lead of the ball game. Hamlin, free throw up. Got it. Scotland County takes its first lead, 17-16, and pressure by the Lady Tigers. Brianna Miller, now Miley Miller, across the Tom line for Parrish. Parrish still up, block, put it up, missed it. Becker with a rebound. Her put back goes down. First two of the night for Abby Becker. A one-point Knox County lead as Bishop motors across the timeline. She'll hand off to Holland. Now Holland between the circles. Left wing for Hamlin. Dribble drive in. Lay it up from the left side. Nice move by Quinn Hamlin. And finish. 7 points for Quinn. 19-18. Knox County with the ball, trailing by one as Brianna Miller dribble drive in, missed the shot, and Becker with her second offensive rebound and putback. She's got four. 20-19, under a minute to play. Bishop, bounce pass Holland on the right wing back to Bishop. Dribble drive in, dump it in for Doster from the left side, missed it. And we're going to have a tie-up, and possession arrow is Knox County's as Aylward comes back in. 49.1 to play. As they inbound it to Miller, full court pressure. That's Miley, now Brianna. Back to Miley. And Miley will motor across the timeline for Parrish into the corner. Becker, she'll try baseline three. Probably wasn't the shot Knox County was looking for. Missed it. And Doster out with the rebound. Scotland County with it, trailing by one. Bishop across the timeline. Bishop to the top of the key, dribble drive in, lay it up and in. Just kind of nonchalantly stood at the top of the key, and she just split the Knox County zone defense. 6 points for Bishop, 21-20. Scotland County with the lead, Knox County with the basketball. 3 seconds. Brianna Miller with one, could not get a shot off, and that's how we end the first half. Scotland County 21, Knox County 20. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
April 15th may have come and gone, but it's always tax season here at my office on West Lafayette Street in Edina. Hi, I'm Bobby Clark, certified public accountant, and I'm available year-round to help you with your tax planning, payroll, and accounting needs. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 to set up an appointment, or visit my website at bobbyclark.com to set up your client portal today.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small-town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
Everything under one roof. Wouldn't that be great if you could shop that way for your agricultural needs? You can with Nutrien Ag Solutions, Bloomfield, Iowa. From seed to fertilizer, from crop protection to GPS precision, variable speed application, reliable, dependable. Call today at Nutrien Ag Solutions, your complete A to Z agronomic professionals at 641-664-1045. Nutrien Ag Solutions is your one-stop ag center.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 33, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 38, overcast skies. Lows around 23, tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Low 30s, Friday, warmer, on Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 33.
Back at North Shelby High School, 34th annual North Shelby basketball tournament, night number 3, game number 1. It's a girls' consolation semifinal. Scotland County Lady Tigers, Knox County Lady Eagles at the half. Scotland County leads it by 1, 21-20. Knox County jumped out 13-8 after 1. Scotland outscored the Lady Eagles 13-7 in the second to lead by 1 at the half. Scotland County led in scoring by Abby Doster's 8 points. Quinn Hamlin with 7, 6 points from Paige Bishop. Knox County led by Brianna Miller's 8. Savannah Schreg chipped in 5. Abby Becker with 4. A couple of free throws from Kennedy Parrish and a free throw by Miley Miller. And there you have it, 21-20 at the half. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly 3 decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
For all your do-it-yourself lumber projects, come by Cargill Lumber outside Novelty, Missouri. Here we provide all different kinds of quality lumber for your handcrafted projects. With ash lumber being one of our favorites, it glues, it stains, and finishes quite well. So when you're looking for the best lumber to build your woodworking projects, check out our stock of ash lumber and all of our other species that Cargill Lumber has available. Cargill Lumber, quality that keeps staying through 3 generations.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Despite signs that the Federal Reserve's more restrictive monetary policy is helping to cool inflation, investors remain cautious about the central bank's interest rate moves. Stocks tumbled today. The S&P 500 slid 62 points. The Dow Industrials cratered 614, or 1.8%, and the NASDAQ Composite shed 138. Stellantis announced today that it has inked a deal with Finland-based TerraFrame to supply the maker of Jeep SUVs and Dodge Ram pickups with nickel sulfate needed for electric vehicle batteries. It's a five-year agreement with the minerals to start arriving in 2025. TerraFrame operates one of the world's largest battery chemicals plants for EV batteries. Free food. McDonald's is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the global launch of its Chicken McNuggets, and the fast food giant is giving away free six-piece orders of that popular item. That giveaway today only, and you'll need to have and use the McDonald's app in ordering. No other purchase is necessary. That's Your Money Now.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com.
In this community, our roots run deep. As a community bank, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself on taking an active role in our hometown. What matters to our customers matters to us because we live here too. Our customers are more to us than just account numbers. They're our friends, family, and neighbors, so we take the time to understand their financial goals and help turn dreams into realities. Proudly serving the rural community for over 100 years, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education. Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Welcome back. North Shelby High School, 34th North Shelby Tournament. We're at halftime of this Knox County Lady Eagle, Scotland County Lady Tiger consolation semifinal. It's a dandy. Scotland County by one, 21-20. Still to come. We got a quadruple header following this game. Boys championship semifinal, Schuyler County, North Shelby. And then the nightcap will be... Or no, check that. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Then the 7:30 game, a girls' consolation or championship semifinal, Schuyler County and South Shelby, and then the nightcap, boys' consolation semi, will play to taking on Knox County. Dad has the final two games of the night tonight. and glad to have you along. Rainy Wednesday afternoon turning into evening. As the clock winding down, Scallon County ladies out on the floor. Knox County girls still huddled around Coach Dent. Got the original starting five for Scotland out on the floor. Bishop, Hamlin, Aylward, Doster, and Smith. And Miller, Schreg, Miller, and Parrish. Parrish and Becker on the floor for Knox County. Scotland County with it first. Smith, left wing beyond three. Into the corner for Doster. Skip pass, Bishop. Fire one to the right, block for Hamlin. Skip pass back to Bishop. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. And out with a rebound, Kennedy Parrish. Outlet to Miley Miller. Miller motors across the timeline. She'll give it up, Brianna Miller. Dribble drive to the right, block shot. Rejected by Brenna Aylward. Hands off to Bishop. Lady Tigers the other way. Long pass ahead to Carly Smith, right wing. Now Bishop, top of the key. Ball fake. Now jab step in. Now she'll lob one down for Abby Doster on the block. Missed it. I credit Becker for that. Made her adjust her shot or alter her shot. And now Miley Miller with it. Now Brianna Miller to the top of the key for Parrish on the right side. One dribble, two dribble. Now between the circles for Savannah Schrag. Schrag carried the basketball, got away with it. And now Brianna Miller on the right wing. Head and shoulder fake. Drives against Aylward. Off, missed the layup. And now a jump ball is called. Brianna Miller and Abby Doster. Possession arrow is Knox County's. Just the start of the second half, 21-20. Scotland County with the lead, Knox County with the basketball. Lady Eagles looking for their first win of the season. Now pass stolen away by Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin, layup up, got it. Underhanded, a scoop layup. Hamlin has nine. Scotland County by three. As Brianna Miller picks up her dribble and waits for help. It comes in the form of Savannah Schrag. She'll pop one from the free throw line. Banks it home. 7 points for Savannah Schrag. 1 point Scotland County lead with the basketball. Quinn Hamlin across the timeline, and now Bishop with it. Bishop dribbles in. Stop pop from five. Put it down. 8 points for Page. 25-22, 6 minutes to play in the third. Miley Miller across the timeline. Now Brianna Miller with it. Between the circles. Get it off for Parrish on the right side. Now she'll bring it to the top of the key, back to the wing, into the corner for Miley Miller. Now Brianna Miller, deep three-pointer on the way. Got it! Nothing but the bottom of the net. And we're tied at 25. 11 for Brianna Miller. And now Hamlin carried it. Going to get a dribble drive, and she turned around and asked what, and Brianna Miller gave her the bad news, and they exchanged a bit of a laugh. In the day of social media, a lot of these girls are friends off the court, possibly traveling teammates in basketball or other sports. And now loose ball on the floor, Bishop and Miley Miller tie each other up. And the possession arrow is Scotland County's. 5:21 to play in the third, tied at 25. Paige Bishop with it. Now Hamlin, right wing beyond three, into the corner, back to Bishop. Bishop, stutter step for Smith on the left block, put it up, missed it, and got her own rebound out to Bishop. Just inside the three-point line, banked it home. 10 points for Paige Bishop, a two-point Scotland County lead. Miley Miller with a basketball across the timeline. Now she'll dribble drive in. Took it right at Carly Smith and drew the foul. On Carly, that is foul number three. As okay, I thought Quinn was sitting down. She's not. Miley Miller, free throw up, missed it. Miley with a free throw on the ball game. So 1 point looking for two. And free throw up. Got it. 2 points for Riley Miller. A one-point Lady Tiger lead with the basketball under five to play in the third. As Bishop motors across the timeline. 1-2-2, the zone defense employed by the Lady Eagles. Bishop around the top of the arc. And now Brent Aylward launches a three. A high-arcing three-pointer from Brent Aylward. Her first three of the ball game, and Scotland County, this biggest lead of the night. Brianna Miller now between the two circles, and she carried the basketball. Turnover gives it back to the Lady Tigers, leading by 4:24 to play in the third. Consolation semifinal here at North Shelby Tournament. Bishop for Aylward on the right side, back to Bishop. One dribble in, now finds Aylward coming around, coming through the middle of that zone. She lays it up and in. Gwen Hamlin with 11. A six-point Lady Tiger lead. Miller, her pass stolen away by Paige Bishop. And Bishop motors across the timeline, under four to play. Now Hamlin left wing, dribble in, back to Bishop on the right side. Bishop just drove right to the block and put it up and in. 12 points for Paige Bishop. 34-26. Miley Miller across the timeline. James Dent wants to talk things over. 3:34 to play in the third. Scotland County 34, Knox County 26. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
All wintertime in Missouri. Shorts one day, park is the next. Well, when it's a park a day, Memphis Lumber Company has the things you need to keep your home nice and cozy. Owens Corning Insulation, Larson Storm Doors, blow-in insulation for your attic, steel insulated entry doors. Even if you just want to put plastic over your windows, we have that too. On a shorts day, we have a complete line of lumber, building products, and Valspar paint to handle your outdoor projects. That's Memphis Lumber Company, 114 West Monroe in Memphis. See you soon.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, North Shelby Tournament, 34th annual North Shelby Tournament. Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on KMEM. Glad to have you along tonight. I'm Andy Middleton. You've got me for the first two games tonight, then Dad will be along for the final two as Miley Miller drives the paint, put it up too hard. Doster out with the rebound. And now Bishop with it across the timeline. Lady Tigers looking for their fifth win of the season. Lady Eagles looking for their win number one. As now a forced pass by Charlie Holland is a loose ball picked up by Bishop. Now Hamlin, now Holland with a right wing into the corner for Hamlin. Back to Bishop, top of the key, and she'll drive the paint floater up, won't go. Too hard on the back iron. Charlie Holland with a rebound, her put back, won't go. Rebound tipped around, finally taken out of there by Parrish. Outlet to Miley Miller. Miller motors across the timeline, give it up Parrish. Now Brianna Miller between the circles. Miller to the right side of the key, stop at the free throw line, back to Parrish, top of the key. Parrish lost it off her foot, got it back, and then a bounce pass to Miller. Now Brianna Miller, wide open three-pointer, got it. 14 points for Brianna Miller. A five-point Lady Tiger lead with the basketball. As Bishop across the timeline, now Holland with it. Top of the key for Bishop. Bishop dribble, drive the left side of the key, put it up and in from eight. Paige Bishop is having a game. 2:05 to play in the third. Miley Miller on the right side between the circles for Brianna Miller. Now right wing for Parrish. She'll drive the baseline. Got triple teamed on the left block, and now jump ball's called. Knox County ball. Emma Harvey comes in. And Charlie Holland heads for the bench. The Knox County with it. Parrish left wing beyond three. Bounce pass to Becker, stolen away by Doster. Outlet to Bishop. Scotland County by seven. Buck 42 to play in the third. Bishop pulls up between the circles. Now Hamlin, right wing beyond three for Bishop. Lob one down for Aylward. I don't know if Bren was ready for it, but ball hits the baseline and out of bounds back to Knox County. So Miley Miller to the right wing. Lost a handle on the basketball and picked up by Bishop. Left hand layup up and in. 16 points for Bishop. 38-29. Knox County with the basketball, trailing by nine. As Schrag, left wing beyond three for Miley Miller, top of the key. Brianna Miller, right wing. Now between the circles for Schrag. She'll try a three-pointer. Airballed it. Out of bounds. Back to Scotland County, under a minute to play. Inbound to Hamlin, back to Bishop. Page pulls up between the circles. Now Hamlin, right wing beyond three, into the corner for Aylward. She'll try a three-pointer. Missed it. And out with a rebound is Kennedy Parrish. And Parrish will motor it across the timeline. Try to go coast to coast. Lost it out of bounds. But they say last touch by Scotland County. So Knox County ball under their own basket. Parrish, bounce pass, found. Somebody lost Brianna Miller because she was standing all alone on the left block. Put it up and in. Brianna Miller with 16 points. 38-31. Has a head to Hamlin. Now loose on the floor, picked up by Hamlin. Back to Doster on the right wing for Bishop. Top of the key. She'll drive the left side of the key, put it up, missed the shot, drew the foul, and she'll shoot a pair. Next game, North Shelby and Schuyler County Boys Championship semifinal. Already some Raider and Ram fans showing up. Missed the first free throw, did Bishop. 16 looking for 17. Free throw up. Missed them both. But Doster with a rebound. Doster, bounce pass for Bishop. Floater in the paint, missed it. Doster with another rebound, put it back up, missed it. And now we're going to have a jump ball as Aylward ties Becker up. Scotland County ball, 4.8 to play in the third. Leading by seven, Aylward slaps the basketball. Doster missed the bunny. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter as Brianna Miller secured the rebound with the score. Scotland County 38, Knox County 31. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Nemer's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Nemer's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Nemer is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Nemer's providing it. Learn more at www.nemer.net. Nemer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected new year.
Back at North Shelby High School, 34th North Shelby Basketball Tournament. Night number three, game number one, Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on KMEM. We start the fourth quarter, Scotland County leading 38-31, Knox County with a basketball. As Miley Miller, now Brianna Miller is going to drive the block, missed the shot. Becker had the rebound, missed the putback, and Quinn Hamill is going to try and go coast to coast. Stop, pop off glass, no good. Out of bounds, last touched by Quinn Hamlin. Knox County with it, trailing by seven. Lady Eagles led most of the first half. Allen County finally took their first lead with about a minute to play in the first half, and they we've gone the lead has had changed back and forth, but Lady Tigers finally put a run together here in the third quarter and able to get a little breathing room. Bishop with it into the corner for Aylward. Lob it in for Smith, out of bounds. Last touch by Knox County. So, inbound at Hamlin along the right baseline. She'll dribble in, pull up from 12 and got it. 13 points for Hamlin. 40-31, back to a 9-point Scotland County lead. Brianna Miller with the basketball to the top of the key. Now Parrish on the right wing. Parrish dribble drive in, kick it out. Schrag on the left side, top of the key. Miller, 3-pointer on the way. Got it! 5 points for Miley Miller, a 6-point Scotland County lead with the basketball. Hamlin across the timeline. And now Bishop, ball fake. Now she picks up her dribble and sailed one over Hamlin's head. Back to Knox County. And now pressure comes to bear by the Lady Tigers. As Brianna Miller, hell no, just Paige Bishop was going to put some pressure on. Now Miller will drive it to the right block, miss the shot. Bishop out with the rebound. Paige motors across the timeline, pulls up between the two circles. Now the right wing. Now tried to get it to Doster, stolen away by Miley Miller, and Miller's going to pick up the foul on Bishop. And on Paige, that's number three. First team foul. And Knox County's ball under their own basket. 6:04 to play for Miller on the left block. Missed the shot. And Abby Doster out with a rebound. Hands off to Bishop. Bishop to the top of the key. Bishop still with a dribble. Dribble drive in. Get it to Doster at the block. Got it up and in. 10 points for Doster. Three Lady Tigers in double figures. 42-34. Scotland with the lead. Knox County with the basketball. There's Parrish, right wing beyond three. Parrish into the corner for Brianna Miller. Miller for Parrish. Back to Miller. Miller at the free throw line. Lost a handle on the basketball. Pushed it forward. Ran down by Schrag. Schrag will drive to the free throw line. Put it up off glass. Wouldn't go. And Quinn Hamlin out with a rebound. And only six girls on this Knox County team, and with Briston Miller being the other one, and she hasn't gotten the game yet. So these starting five have played every second of this game so far. And whistle and a foul. Or is it just out of bounds? Anyway, Brianna Miller, something happened. Knox County got the ball back. They may have been out of bounds. Miller, three-pointer won't go. Now jump ball's called. And that may have been it. It was a jump ball. It's now possession arrow with Scotland County's. If I would just pay attention to the game instead of going on and on about, you know, whatever. And now Corey Schultz wants... I think Corey called the timeout. Timeout on the floor, 4:34 to play in the ball game. Scotland County 42, Knox County 34. Back in 1 minute, this is KMEM Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
Welcome back, North Shelby High School, 34th North Shelby Basketball Tournament. Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM, FM, Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along. It's quadruple header tonight. As we come out of the timeout, Scotland County with it. Paige Bishop dribble drives. Tried to get it off to Hamlin. Poked away by Schreg. Picked up by Brianna Miller. She'll get it back to Schreg. Back to Miller. And back to Schreg as they work against token pressure by Scotland County. Now Schreg with it, top of the key. Schreg dribbles to the, now she'll drive it in, put it up, miss a shot. Brent Aylward with a rebound. Outlet to Bishop. And Paige will walk it across the timeline, under four to play. Bishop dribble drive in, kick it off to Carly Smith, missed the five-footer. And a whistle and a foul. They're going to call on Carly Smith, and that's foul number four on Smith. So, Brianna Miller across the timeline. Picks up her dribble, hands off Parrish. Parrish and now Miley Miller will pop it from the free throw line, missed the shot. Rebound tipped around and finally out of bounds. Last touched by Quinn Hamlin. So, Knox County with it out of bounds. Becker to inbound. Get it in for Schreg. Schreg, one dribble, and poked away by Hamlin, picked back up by Schreg. Now Miley Miller right wing for Parrish. Top of the key, Brianna Miller, three-pointer, airballed it. And I think Aylward might have got a piece of it. Now loose on the floor, picked up by Hamlin. One-on-one to the rack, got it! Hoop in the arm for Quinn Hamlin. 15 points, and she'll try him for three the hard way. And the foul was on Brianna Miller, her first. Hamlin, free throw up, got it. 16 points for Hamlin. And now full court pressure by the Lady Tigers. 45-34, 3:09 to play in the ball game. As Schreg with it in the left corner, now to the left wing, now to the free throw line, kick it over to Parrish, three-pointer up, won't go. Miller with a rebound. This is Brianna. Her putback wouldn't go, but a whistle and a foul, and she'll shoot a pair. And they call the foul on Abby Doster, her second. So Brianna Miller with 16, looking for 17. Free throw up. Got it. Hit the back, bounce straight up, and straight back down through the hoop. A 10-point Lady Tiger lead. Miller could make it 9. Free throw up. Missed it. And out with the rebound, Abby Doster looks for now. It has Hamlin. And Hamlin will walk it across the timeline. Hamlin traveled with it. Tried to get around Becker and for at least one step didn't dribble the basketball. Miley Miller, long pass ahead to Schreg on the left wing, and Schreg, nope, whistling a timeout. Timeout Knox County, 2:41 to play in the ball game. Scotland County by 10, 45-35, back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Welcome back, North Shelby High School, 34th Annual North Shelby Basketball Tournament. We come out of the timeout, Knox County with the basketball. Miley Miller is going to take it all the way right at Abby Doster. She rejects it. Big block by Abby Doster. And now Paige Bishop with it. Bishop ahead to Hamlin on the right wing into the corner for Bishop. Bishop will dribble in right to the block, lay it up and in. Paige Bishop is having a game. 18 points and a 12-point Lady Tiger lead with 2:11 to play. Miller ahead to Parrish into the corner. Schrag, right corner, now right wing. Schrag will give it to Brianna Miller at the block. And guarded by Doster, try to get some contact by Doster. Didn't happen. And now Paige Bishop with it the other way. Under two to play. Bishop dribble drive all the way in. Floater in the paint. Missed it. Partially blocked. Got the rebound. Kick it out of Hamlin. She'll dribble drive in. Missed the shot. And Brianna Miller out with a rebound. Knox County in a hurry. Miller picks up her dribble, guarded by Aylward. Now pass poked away by Bishop. Stays with Knox County. And now I think James Dent's wanting to know how many timeouts he has left. 1:31 to play in the ball game. Scotland County by 12. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hi, this is Corbin Blessing, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, Administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our family and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
Welcome back to Knox County High School, 34th annual Knox County Basketball Tournament. Scotland County Lady Tigers, Knox County Lady Eagles. Buck 31 to play. Knox County with the basketball trailing by 12. Brianna Miller, three-pointer won't go. Paige Bishop with the rebound. And she's going to be fouled by Miley Miller. It's three on Miller, just the third team foul. In fact, only seven total fouls in the ball game so far, or this half anyway. Inbound to Doster, long pass ahead to Hamlin. Hamlin, lay it up, missed it, had the rebound. As Bishop puts it back up and in. 20 points for Bishop. Hamlin had Brianna Miller breathing down her neck. 49-35. Miller, dribble drive in, kick it out to Schrag. She'll bring it to the free throw line. Her shot partially blocked by Brent Aylward. And Paige Bishop with the loose basketball, and she's going to be fouled by Miley Miller. Four fouls on Miller. And now, Briston Miller comes into the ball game as Abby Becker sits down. With under a minute to play. Hamlin with it, left or right baseline, back to Bishop. And found Doster at the right block. Lay it up and in. Abby Doster has 12. 51-35. Scotland County with the lead. And now a pass poked away and out of bounds by Quinn Hamlin. Scotland County is going to win their fifth game of the season as they inbound it to Parrish. And now Schrag, right wing beyond three. Bounce pass is stolen away by Paige Bishop. And she's going to have Miley Miller to deal with. Miller playing with four fouls. Now Bishop is going to dribble drive. Lost a handle on the basketball. Goes out of bounds. And last touched by Knox County. As starters go out. Keely Brown comes in the ball game. Piper Thompson in the ball game. And Lily Frederick comes into the ball game. Brianna Miller is going to take it all the way to the block, missed the shot, and that's the ball game. The final score, Scotland County 51, Knox County 35. I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
It's cold outside, but the chores still need done. Slayton Polaris wants to help you get the work done faster and in comfort with a new Ranger XP1000. Right now, you can start the new year off-road and get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. Get a full enclosure with doors, windows, and rear panels. And don't forget, you can even add a heater. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris or stop in and see their selection of Ranger 1000s today. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Planning a home improvement project? Always remember that working near electrical wires or equipment can be dangerous. Keep an eye out for and avoid overhead lines when moving ladders or working on your roof. If you need to work near an electrical line, ask your local electric cooperative to disconnect service wires so you can work safely. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back, Knox County High School, 34th annual Knox County basketball tournament. Night number three, game number one in the book. Scotland County, the Lady Tigers, the number five seed in this tournament, improved to 5-8, a 51-35 win over the winless Knox County Lady Eagles. They came into this game as the number eight seed. Knox County jumped out 13-8 after one. Scotland County outscored the Lady Eagles 13-7. In the second, finally grabbed their first lead of the ball game and took it into halftime, 21-20. Scotland County outscored Knox County 17-11 in the third, led 38-31 after three, and again outscored Knox County 13-4 in the fourth. Your final, 51-35. Again, Knox County 0-2. They were led in scoring by Brianna Miller, 17 points. Savannah Schrag with 7, 5 points for Miley Miller. Kennedy Parrish with 2 and 4 points for Abby Becker. Scotland County 5-8 will play for consolation at 4:30 on Friday. They were led by Paige Bishop's 20. Quinn Hamlin had 16 points, 12 points from Abby Doster, three Lady Tigers in double figures, and Brent Aylward with 3 for Scotland County. So there you have it. The next game coming up, we're going to send it back to the station for just a little bit. We've got a boys' championship semifinal. The number two seed, Schuyler County Rams, taking on the number three seed and home team, North Shelby Raiders. I'll be back with that game in just a little bit. This is KMEM Sports.
Thank you, Andy. And tonight's game has been brought to you by these Knox County sponsors, and they include Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, Cardwell Lumber Company, the Citizens Bank of Edina, the Eagle's Nest Restaurant in Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, the Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with agencies in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services. And these Scotland County sponsors, they include the Community Bank of Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, again with offices in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, Mayberry Farm and Truck Accessories north of Memphis, Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions in Memphis, People's Bank of Wauconda, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, the Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. Right now we're at 542. Our temperature currently at 33 degrees. So hopefully it stays above freezing tonight. We've got some music and then game number two of our four-game set tonight here on KMEM Sports.